Hare Krishna. Death for devotees is not destruction, but discharge. Sometimes people ask that devotees and non-devotees both have to die, and both their lives ends in the same way. So what is the point of being a devotee and following all the rules and regulations of bhakti? This question is like asking both those who take treatment and those who don't take treatment. Both have to go out of the hospital. So what is the point of taking treatment? The point is that the two will go to two different destinations. Those who take the treatment will go to normal healthy living, whereas those who didn't take the treatment will go to the graveyard. Similarly, this world we live in is like a hospital. We are all suffering from the disease of misdirection of our desires. Although we are eternal spiritual beings, we are trying to enjoy temporary material things. This essential incompatibility between our core nature and our current desire. Our core nature is that we are spiritual and eternal. Our current desire is that we are trying to enjoy temporary and material things. This essential incompatibility between our core nature and our current desire is the cause of all our sufferings. Is the cause of our being in material existence and suffering herein. So, the Bhagavad Gita offers us a means to become free from this suffering by practicing Bhakti Yoga. So, those who practice Bhakti Yoga and follow the rules and regulations, they are like the patients who are taking the treatment. And the Bhagavad Gita says that they will get discharged and return back to life eternal with Krishna. So, the Bhagavad Gita 8.15 states, Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhale mashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramangataha. It says, those who devote themselves to Mamupetya punarjanma, those they don't take birth again, Krishna says. Naiti, where in this world, which is a place of misery, dukkhale mashashvatam napnuvanti. They don't come back to this world, but samsiddhim paramangataha. They attain the eternal destination. So death for the devotees is a happy discharge, not a scary destruction of being. Actually, death is not a scary destruction even for non-devotees. Actually, it is something even scarier, because destruction would mean the end of existence and with it the end of suffering also. But even non-devotees are also eternal souls. And so, death doesn't mean destruction. That simply means their transfer to another life at another level. So, when we don't live according to the rules of bhakti, then we seek our pleasure in various ways which are unhealthy, which are unwholesome, which are harmful. And then that indulgence in bad karma is like complicating our disease further. And then, just as such patients have to be patients whose disease gets complicated, they have to be shifted to another ward. So like that, non-devotees have to go to another place where they continue to suffer in material existence till they start taking the treatment. So, once we understand this fundamental difference from the limited this worldly perspective, it may seem that both are just non-devotees and devotees are going out of this world. But this limited this worldly perspective helps us to doesn't even help us to make sense of why we are living in this world also, what the purpose of the world is. So actually, even within this world, just as in a hospital, patients who take the treatment are better off than the patients who don't take the treatment. Similarly, even in this world, those who follow the rules of God, they actually live more peacefully and more joyfully. The Bhagavad Gita states in 5.23, that shaknoti haivaya sodhum praksharir vimokshanat kama krodhodbhavam yogam sayukta sa sukhi naraha. So those who tolerate the urges of desire and anger, Krishna says sayukta, they are well situated, they are connected spiritually, and sasukhi, they are actually happy. Because although externally non-devotees, materialists may seem to be enjoying by gratifying their senses, internally they are tormented by insatiable desires. Whereas devotees, by regulating external indulgence, can become free from the torment of desires and from the reactions that come from such indulgence, and that way even in this world we can be happier. So thus actually there is a discharge from misery, even in the relative discharge from misery even in this world, and a complete discharge from misery after one goes out of this world. Thank you. Hare Krishna.